Well, now we are joined by Christy Meyer. She is the communications manager with the National FFA, and she has some details about this year's National FFA Week. Christy, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time. When is National FFA Week this year?
So FFA Week this year is February 18th through 25th. The week-long tradition actually began in 1947 when the Board of Directors designated the week of George Washington's birthday as National FFA Week in recognition of his legacy. And the reason for that is George Washington was an agriculturalist and a farmer. Our basis of our country, of course, is agricultural-based, so we tie into Washington in that regards. Another regards we also tie into is the Smith Hughes, and that was an act that allowed vo-tech education to become an integral part with National FFA. So the first FFA Week was held in 1948, and now whenever we have FFA Week, it runs Saturday to Saturday and always encompasses February 22nd, which is Washington's birthday.
Now, of course, each year throughout the week, there are a number of great fundraising efforts for the organization. What will those efforts be this year, and how did they do in 2016?
One of the great things that we're doing this year, it's the second year for it, is Give FFA Day, and that'll occur on the Tuesday of FFA Week. Basically, what we encourage is for people to give to FFA, and then we have a generous matching gift of $50,000 from a donor, and all gifts up to that amount will be matched on Give FFA Day. And we're focusing on four areas of support, which is advisor resources, blue jackets, student scholarships, and the greatest needs of FFA. So it's going to be a 24-hour campaign of encouraging people to give. Last year, we focused our fundraising specifically on blue jackets and scholarships, and we raised more than $15,000 from 140 donors. So we're very excited and hope to make 2017 bigger than last year. And if someone wants to make a gift to National FFA, they can text the word GROW to 27722 that day.
Well, fundraising aside, Christy, what else does FFA have going on at the national level during the week?
The great thing about FFA Week is it's not only on a local level, but also on a national level, and it's a time for everybody to get involved, whether it's members, alumni, sponsors, or the community. So a couple of things that are happening on a national level. Tractor Supply Company is our main sponsor for FFA Week this year. They have their dollar paper emblem sale with monies going for grants for growing for FFA. So people can go to their local TSC and purchase a paper emblem, and then that dollar will go back to their local chapter. As we spoke about earlier, we have the Give FFA Day, where every gift will count towards achieving our FFA mission. And then Friday, we're also encouraging everyone to wear National Wear Blue Day so they can make sure to wear their FFA blue, and they can always post something on social media of what they're wearing and just hit hashtag FFA Week. And in addition, we really want Wednesday of FFA Week to focus on the alumni and how much they give back to FFA.
And how will the National Officer Team be spending their FFA Week?
We have six national officers, and each of them will go to a different state for the week. And during that week, they'll be able to visit local chapters and see what's occurring. So, for example, Trey, who's our Western Region Vice President, is going to travel to Tennessee. Ashley is going to visit New Mexico. Valerie is going to New Hampshire. Deshaun is going to North Dakota. Victoria is going to Idaho. And then David Townsend is going to Alaska. So they'll be all throughout the country and really get an opportunity to meet with the members. And the members will have an opportunity then to see the national officers and really get to know them during that time.
Well, on a local or a state level, how is FFA Week being celebrated this year? Have you caught wind of anything being planned?
Our chapters do all kinds of different things during FFA Week. It's an opportunity for them not only to celebrate FFA and agricultural education, it's also a time for them to use to recruit new members and share with their community and school what FFA and agriculture education does. A lot of times they might just do an informative meeting and talk about what they do, or sometimes they'll make it a little more fun, like have an Ag Olympics, or some schools even drive their tractor to school. They make it where students in their high school can understand what FFA has to offer. And a lot of times they sometimes do pancake breakfast, and then also local alumni chapters also reach out to help them as well.
Christy, you mentioned Ag Olympics, which we've heard about before being a very popular activity for a lot of FFA events. Tell us a little bit more about the Ag Olympics for people who may not be familiar.
It varies from chapter to chapter of what they want to do, but they definitely make it a competition. So they try and find something that's ag-related that people can participate in. So it might be something simple as maybe growing food or finding trivia off of agriculture, but something that makes everyone feel a part of it. The trivia piece is usually a big piece of it, a trivia competition, so people can understand that ag is around them everywhere they look and that it plays a part in everyday life.
So let's say you're an advisor or a chapter officer and you want a little help planning your FFA Week activities for this year. Where can members find some resources?
Absolutely. So we try to give all of our chapters and our advisors kind of guidance on what they might be able to plan for that week. So if they go to FFA.org and then go to the events location and click on FFA Week, there's an entire planning guide for them. So it offers suggestions of what they can do. But in addition to offering suggestions for our local chapters, it also offers suggestions for our local alumni chapters as well. So it can be really a cohesive piece where alumni and members can work together to help promote FFA and really let people know what agriculture education is all about.
Of course, a big part of FFA Week is spreading the word about the organization and the agriculture industry, and also generating awareness, and social media plays a huge role in making that all happen.
We'll have a presence absolutely on our social media outlets, our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And we encourage people when they post what they're doing or what their chapters are doing to use the hashtag FFA Week. We really want to get that trending so we can show the country what all FFA is about and what our members are doing to make agriculture education a reality for so many people.
Now, I've heard about a contest this year called World's Greatest National FFA Week Celebration. What are the particulars of that?
So we really wanted our chapters as well as our alumni and our supporters to feel a part of FFA Week. So we know they do things on a local level, but we wanted to kind of reach out to them and see what was happening on a national level. So we started the World's Greatest National FFA Week Celebration, which we're encouraging them to let us know what they're doing to celebrate FFA and agriculture education. So they can go online and fill out what's happening on their end, and winners in each of the three divisions, which will be alumni, chapter, as well as supporters, will receive a really big FFA trophy and bragging rights for hosting the best celebration of FFA. So we're hoping that this really garner a lot of interest in competition, because everyone loves a good competition.
You said a really big FFA trophy. Just how big are we talking?
Oh, I believe it was a couple feet last year or so. You know, it's great bragging rights. So they can definitely host that up like it was the Lombardi Trophy. Hopefully it'll be within a week after FFA Week that we can announce who won that award.
Well, Christy, thank you for taking the time to share with us. We have been talking with Christy Meyer. She's the communications manager with the National FFA Organization, calling in to give us a great scoop on all the things to look forward to during this year's National FFA Week.